Sugar Plum Fairy, Sugar Plum Fairy.
Hey, by the way, Mr. Eggshell, this is Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Chief Wiggum.
It is Chief Wiggum. You've been doing Chief Wiggum. I'm trying Chief to have Wiggum. A conversation. I call this guy up. Hey, it's Chief Wiggum.
I was doing it better a few minutes ago.
What did you do this weekend? I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't take the brown acid.
Yeah.
So, a little bit different tonight. We're doing a regular show, but we do have a guest. I'll have him introduce himself here. Somebody that he's been on before. So, you want to introduce yourself, mystery guest?
It's Duddle. Byron Duddle. Hi guys.
It's from the Gunk UK. It's Byron, and he's working on a little project, and because we are Miles and I are extremely lazy, we are just working his project into our regular weekly thing so that we don't have to do double work. See,
yeah.
That's, you know, Miles does this at work all day long. He's constantly, you know, thinking of ways to, you know, double up on work so he doesn't have to do as much. So
yeah.
I'm just taking a page from Miles' playbook here.
Thank you. Yes,
because yes. You're so good at it. I mean, you know,
I think of ideas all the time.
You're who knew that for your job you had to count dogs at a pool? I mean, come on.
And
you got Flat Manny in there as well, so.
I have been showing Flat Manny around to the ladies, yes, I have.
Yeah, no, there was a very nice picture from when you went to Pioneer Days or whatever it was recently.
Old Thrashers,
yes. That's those pieces of machinery that run off a tractor, right?
Yeah, people get excited about seeing that.
Now, yeah, right? And they put a belt on there, right?
Yeah, and it makes all this noise, and it stinks, and it's hot. And...
Oddly enough, your wife says, well, you wear a belt and you don't work. What's up with that? It's the first thing she says to you,
Ooh,
Miles.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, that was a good joke there, yes.
Yeah.
Tighten it up a little bit. Tighten that belt, and maybe he'll get something done.
Yeah.
More than likely not, though. So
nah.
So no, that was a good picture. So if folks should go on and look for the Static Radio Facebook page. Miles puts all kind of interesting things up there, and also friend Flat Manny.
Yeah,
and you can see his adventures. You're much more adventuresome with Flat Manny than I am. I just happen to drive up on a large potato. And I happened to have my pocket Flat Manny with me, and I held it out and took a picture real quick.
Was that planned, or did you just happen?
No. Well, actually, I drove past this. It was a giant potato on a semi trailer. I mean,
right.
This was a huge fucking potato.
Right.
I mean, this is like a baked potato that'd feed a town. You know what I mean?
I've seen it advertised.
Yeah, it's big. And so I drove past it on my way someplace else, and then when I got done there, I went by and took a picture of it because I'm like, I got to take a picture of this potato.
It was big.
That's the biggest potato I've ever seen.
Yep.
I don't think it was real, but
No.
But it was a big potato. You ever see the big potato, Byron?
I think I saw that photo.
Oh, you saw the photo. You haven't seen the actual thing, though, I guess.
No.
It's traveling the country, apparently, because somebody asked me if I was in Florida when I saw it, and so they must have more than one, but I was in Illinois, so. But anyway, so Byron is going to ask us a few questions, but first, just kind of to get things going, I had an observation recently, and then Byron's going to ask us a few questions, and I just thought this would be, you know, kind of get you going a little bit. You know, Miles and I were both at football games on Friday night. Did you know that? That's kind of weird. Anyway.
Really?
separate football games. We both are at football games. And I had this weird observation while I was at the football game. I happened to be at this football game, and I was kind of in an area where the coaches were. You know, that doesn't make any sense, you know, coming out of... I have no interest at all in coaching or football or anything like that. But I happened to be in this area, and there was this old guy. And I mean, like, you know, probably in his 60s or something like that, you know. He actually looked older than Miles does, which is pretty old.
Was it Manny?
What?
Was it Manny Fortunato?
No, Manny doesn't look older than you.
Well, I mean,
I know.
A little older, yeah.
Looks much younger.
You seen that flat Manny picture? That's a young man. Come on.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah, you're looking kind of the hair, you know, you got the gray hair. So this guy, he's like, it's, you know, a bazillion degrees outside, you know. Everybody is just melting. The sun's down. It's nighttime at this point. The sun has gone down. It is really hot. And I'd been hanging out there for a while. And this guy is kind of wandering around. And he pulls out a tube of chapstick.
Okay.
And proceeds to put it on his lips, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to look over while he was doing this, and the first thing in my head was like, there is nothing in this world that makes you look more gay than being an old man putting chapstick on. It was the gayest looking thing I have ever seen in my life. Let that be a lesson to you, Miles Tidal.
And yes, he kept staring, notice everyone. God, I'm so gay. I'm just going to keep watching it, though. It's so damn erotic. God, that's erotic.
I'm like, I was taken aback.
I wish I was a tube of chapstick.
I was taken aback. I'm like, that is so gay looking. So if you use chapstick out there, guys, go. You okay?
Yes.
Okay. My wife's sitting here. If you use chapstick, just to go into the restroom or something, because if you're out in public, you look super gay. Especially
and some
if you're
fat
old
guy with long hair is going to stalk you and watch you, apparently.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I felt bad for the guy, to be honest with you. I'm like, he's supposed to be a football coach or something.
Sir,
oh my God.
I bought you a hot dog. Could you eat this so I can see how gay you are? I guess. All right. Let's see how gay you are.
I knew if I mentioned this that we'd get Miles going because he has a bit of a problem there. So.
Oh, I have a bit of a problem. Okay. Notice it wasn't my story, everybody. Notice that I didn't start off, you know, come out of the gates with that one.
So, anyway, I just like, so I don't know. Do you use chapstick at all, Byron, or any kind of lip products?
I refuse.
I was going to say, be a man. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's not going to admit
not often at all. If it's dire need, you know, in the middle of winter.
Well, if you have actually have chapstick.
Never in public, no.
But yeah, not when you're, you know, standing around with the guys. I don't know.
Something not when I'm posing next to William Shatner, no. I will not.
Okay. Miles, do you use the lip balm products? Are you like Miles chapstick or anything? Okay.
Nope, don't need it.
Now everybody's going to be mad at me for saying that, but I was just like, I just kind of look over and I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God. You know? Put some lipstick on, Nancy, and put a dress on. Come on. What's going on here with this?
It's just a fantasy. Whoa.
And maybe it was just the environment, you know? All these guys are just all, you know.
These young, sweaty men in front of bobbleheads.
So he was
a football game.
He was a dandy boy, an elderly one, right?
Yeah, well, he didn't act dandy. Only when he was doing that. It was fairly dainty. I was just like, just extended his pinky while he was doing it. I don't know what the hell he was doing. Weird.
Would you do me, Bob? I do me.
It was like Whitey Herzog or somebody like that. Does anybody know who Whitey Herzog is anyway? I don't know.
I think he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he died. But he was a Cardinal manager at one time. Yeah. But anyway, so Byron's got some questions for us. Not that I set everybody up so well.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help there, Bob. So tell us what you're going to ask us some questions. Just ask the questions. Don't set it up too much.
I'm not. Well, how do I introduce this here? I mean,
no. Well, you could say, you know, back in in this time period, and you know, just ask a question. I don't know.
All right.
I'm putting you on the spot. This is all spontaneous, folks.
Yeah, he's turned this whole thing around on me. I actually am in shock now. I know.
You can do it. You can yeah. roll with it.
Should I explain why we're doing this, or?
Sure, you can. Well, okay. No, you can say something, but you know, keep it short.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. Well, one of my upcoming podcast plans for Gunkcast, it's taken us back to a certain decade. Kind of a little bit of a flashback. Can I say what decade? Or should
I
start?
Yeah, you can say the decade. Yeah,
it's the 80s, and basically, I've had this plan kind of since the very beginning, and there's reasons it's taken forever and it's never getting done. So, I'm trying to get some people involved now. I'm kind of wrapping it up, and I thought, hey, let's throw this at Miles and Bob here. A few things. So I was just going to have them talk about it on their own without me. But now that I'm here, I'm put on the spot.
Yeah,
so,
you can interject a little bit here.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so let's just start. Okay, let's see. Oh, when you think of the 80s, Bob, what's the first thing you think of?
I had a lot of hair. That's the first thing I think about from the 80s is I had a lot of – And I've talked about this on the static radio in the past. I had Europe. You remember the rock band Europe? I had Europe hair back in the 80s. So it was, I have a natural mane, and I had it for a number, even way past the 80s, unfortunately. But I was often mistaken when I was out in public to be some kind of, they asked me what band I was in. Did they see me last night at a certain place?
Did you say you were from Europe?
No, I didn't. I'm an idiot. And so I never played up this thing. So I used to dress kind of funny, I guess, a little bit eccentric. And I had a lot of hair. And so I usually wore, at the time it was a lot of long coats, And high top sneakers, and I don't think I called them that back then, but and jeans, kind of the style of the time, sort of, but a little bit off, a little bit. And,
not the Def Leppard jeans with the
not pegged jeans or anything like that.
Right.
No, but I mean, it was kind of like the 80s meets something a little bit out of the normal. And I would be, people I had like people like probably at the time in their like 30s and 40s, and I was 18, 20, something like that, with the late 80s there, and they would ask me, were you at whatever, the library, which was a bar in Decatur, or the
Pride Parade.
Were you on the rainbow parade? No, and so I would always get these things, and so that's kind of one of the things I remember a lot about it was just, and I'm so dumb and oblivious a lot of times because I was just doing basically what I wanted to do. I have never liked my hair short since I was a kid, and I grew my hair out as soon as my parents would allow. So my hair was long, like from the time I was, 13, 14, until it started falling out after my daughter was born. So it's only been short for like the last decade. It's not been short prior to that. It was always, I had a lot of hair, and it was just crazy. I don't know, Miles can remember back in college. Didn't I have a lot? I had like a poodle hair thing going on for a while because it's so crazy and curly.
You, you're like Louis the 14th.
Yeah, I did.
You had some nice hair.
Yeah, so if I had to pick one thing that I remember about the decade about myself, maybe I'm being a little bit selfish there, but that was the thing. Everybody else, a lot of people tried to have the hair, but it just didn't work out. I mean, everybody is not gifted like that. I know, Byron, you were in a band back then, and so you
Yeah.
Probably had, you know, some wild stuff going on. But I wasn't, and I was always oblivious, and I was always like, why are these people asking me this question? And because I'm just kind of like that, very aloof. And out in public, I really don't want to talk to people, and I don't like people talking to me. And so it was always kind of puzzling to me why everybody was asking me these questions, because I didn't get it. I was just like, what? What do you mean? You know, I was always wondering if, you know, they're going to accuse me of stealing their wallet or something. I used to get followed. My mother worked at a department store back then, and I would go in to see her when I was at the mall, you know, and I'd say hi to my mom when I was there. And I'd walk through, and security would always follow me around the store because of the way I looked, partially, I think. And the time period, and yeah. My mom would tell me this too.
It's happened to me too.
Yeah. So my mom would tell me this as well. Then she would finally talk to him and say, "No, that's my kid. You know, he's not here to steal anything, as far as I know." she would never totally defend me, you know. But
was that when she worked at Victoria's Secret?
Yes, yes. She worked at Victoria's. She was a model.
Yeah,
Victoria's Secret. Unfortunately, in the plus area, but that's a whole other story. So, how about you, Miles? What's your big '80s? I just remember all the hair and stuff. What about you, Miles? I know you probably don't remember much because you're in a bad accident. But
yeah, that's funny, Bob. Thank you. You know, I was actually grunge before grunge came in.
Oh, okay.
Hiking boots.
Flannel shirts.
Flannel shirt, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was grunge looking before, several years before that came in, right there, man.
So did you keep it, like, into the grunge era, or did you just ditch it?
No, by that time, no, I was doing other stuff, but
because you're pretty, I mean, I'm trying to remember back then, because Miles and I went to school together after he bombed out of Northern with you, Byron.
Right, with me.
Yeah.
I know.
In the, it would be 1990-ish.
yeah.
Early, late 89, early 90, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Northern was 88, 89, I think, when we were there.
Yeah, so he was pretty straight-looking guy by then, so...
This will make Bob laugh, but when I graduated, I was actually dressed like Don Johnson from Miami Vice underneath my robe.
At high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a white suit, blue shirt. Yeah.
That's funny.
Totally Miami Vice.
Did you have feathered hair, or what did you have hair-wise then?
Yeah, it wasn't super long, but I mean, a lot longer than it is now, but...
Yeah.
Like David Cassidy looking, you know, cool, you know.
David Cassidy, that's 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, rural Illinois, we're a little bit behind the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
I met Byron, and, like, he's playing all this music I'd never heard before. I'm like, what's this? What? I literally had never heard any of the music he listened to before. I'm like, what is this? What? Because, like, you know, when I went to, you know, school, like, Bruce Springsteen, you know, like, Born in the USA was out, you know, and...
Well, you and Andy Richter were pals, and so...
Michael Jackson's Thriller had come out, you know, and, you know, people were all excited about Bon Jovi and all that, and then...
Bon Jovi, yeah.
And I think I was on Byron. My 80s New Wave phase, right?
Byron's like, hey, man, there's this thing called The Cure and the Violent Femmes, and the... I'm like, what? The who and the what? What the... What?
Yeah, rural Illinois is very much classic rock based.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's like all Bon Jovi. Like, oh, Bon Jovi. Not me, man.
That would have been fairly new at the time, Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Not me, man. Nope.
And so, since meeting me, has your whole music? What's your favorite now? You know. You know, what I introduced you to, what would you say is your favorite band?
Oh, well, that man, time. I don't know. Gosh, it was, you know, there's so many. I don't know, man. It's like, I got The Cure a lot. Yeah. I didn't even know what that was. I was like, what? The who?
And suddenly he was trying to teach me the dance from the video for one of The Cure songs called Why Can't I Be You? You were teaching us. Yeah. We're drunk at college on the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine.
Were you guys sharing your chapstick?
We were, yeah. No, I do. No, it was weird. I knew this guy from high school that had tried to kill me in this car accident. He's like the only guy I knew up there at the time, and like all of his buddies were like in ROTC, you know, and we were all listening to The Cure and, you know, dancing around and stuff, and it was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was weird. That was that. That's future people, man. Don't. Yeah, that was. I don't know what that was all about, man. I was just like, I didn't know anyone up there, man. I was like, what?
I know.
I didn't, man.
Me neither. We had our, you know, the crew came together there, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it's, I know, grunge and stuff like that. I didn't really like the music that was out then, you know, like the popular stuff very much.
I thought you were a big Soft Cell fan.
I mean, you know, yeah, MTV stuff was okay, you know.
Sometimes I feel I got to.
Get away. Yeah, and Men at Work. I like Men at Work, man.
We're jumping beginning and end of the decade there on that stuff there.
So. Yeah, well, you said the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. Although, you know, Miles and I have an affinity for one 80s song by Duran Duran.
So. Yes, I was going to bring that up too. I've heard you guys try to. Yeah. You care to try your rendition of this right now? I mean,
I don't know. I always make up lyrics, so I have no idea what the real lyrics are anymore, to be honest with you. You lead us off there, Miles.
I'll just make the camera noises. I don't really even know the words. So I mean, I've heard the song.
I've heard it a million times.
Girls on film, something, girls on film.
With the naked. Girls on film.
I don't know. It's a good song. I don't know the words. I couldn't tell you the words. I don't know.
Polaroid pictures of people in the shower. Girls on film. Oh, wait, that's not a girl.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We just always break out into that song for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know when it started or anything. It just seems like we've been doing that forever. I have no idea.
Love it, song.
I know that, you know, Miles is very much into pornography, so. Girls on Film holds a special place in his heart because it's kind of an artistic way of saying pornography. So.
Yeah, I blame the neighborhood I lived in, though. So.
Oh, really? Back in the 80s, you lived in a neighborhood where there was open pornography, or what?
Pretty much, yeah. My neighbor's dad had like a dirty set of playing cards there in the garage, and we had found them, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that turned you. Oh, it's a gateway to your pornography.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you know, a lot of people would say like National Geographic or something, or you know, whatever. I say no. This Ace playing cards or whoever made them. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah.
I would have never figured that. I would have figured that.
Yeah.
Your father was your gateway to pornography, considering his affinity for it. But that's.
No. Although we had this thing,
I want to hear more here.
Called On TV, where you'd keep it locked. You know, you could like lock the cable box,
right?
Like, because some adult features would come on, but you could still watch it scrambled. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was
if you hung in a little while. You know, I mean, you could watch it scrambled. You know,
I was my brother was first married to his first wife.
Yeah.
And we went up to visit her sister, who was a little bit older and had a family and everything up near Chicago. Mm-hmm. And she had a son that was almost my age. So, you know, we kind of hung out for the weekend or whatever, went to Great American, all that kind of stuff, right? But he totally had a system for that, where he would use the fine tuning on the television, if you can remember old knob TVs.
Yeah.
And he would get on that channel and he would fiddle with this fine tuning until it actually came into where it was actually viewable.
Oh, my God.
I was, because I didn't even have cable growing up. We had nothing. And so this was a whole new world. I was probably, I don't know, 15 or 16 at the time or something like that. And so it was. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You would have loved it, but yeah, he had a whole system that he would do. It was pretty wild, so.
Nice.
I remember that still to this day. It's terrible.
Very nice.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Was your introduction to adult cinema then, or?
No, it wasn't an intro, but I didn't realize it wasn't in your house like that all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it was, that was just like, I mean, we didn't, literally, I mean, we had, you know, PBS, ABC, NBC, CBS, through all, until I went away, or moved out of the house.
Yeah.
No cable, you know, no other stations. There was an independent station that opened up, like, in my high school years. Like, in 1979, 1980, but...
We didn't have, like, real cable in my area until I was well in high school, I know that. My grandparents in Wisconsin had frickin' cable. Legit cable, like, years, which I can't understand, years before we had it living close to Chicago. Explain that.
Yeah, that's weird. But, yeah, we did, well... Yeah, they finally got it after I moved out and stuff. But now the kids in town, I lived out in the country, and so the kids in Decatur, they all had cable and stuff. And they all had that, but I didn't have any exposure to any of that business, let alone anything like that. So there's an 80s memory for you right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, those are kind of the biggies. I mean, I worked at a video store in the late 80s before I went away to college, and I had a lot of interesting adventures there.
Anyone, like, remember any, like, blockbuster 80s movies you went to go see?
I saw them all, man. I remember I took took this girl. I'm trying to remember. Well, I know her name, but I won't say it, but... took her to see Top Gun, I remember, and she ended up marrying a friend of mine's brother, which was kind of odd, but she was saw Top Gun, went and saw Top Gun back in, what was that, 86, my wife,
something like that, yeah.
And I mean, I saw them all. I actually had, this is super nerdy, but I had what would be, you know, remember those static picture books that you'd lift up the thing, it was all sticky, and slap the picture in there and put the plastic back down. I had one of those full of I cut out the ad in the newspaper, and then I would also put my tickets with. I still have it. Yes, my wife says I still have it. I have all my ticket stubs from all the movies I saw back in the 80s.
Wow.
Until probably from like somewhere around 80, maybe late 70s until about 85 or 86. I have Indiana Jones when I went and saw that. And the ticket stub and everything. And Ghostbusters. And
Tron.
Oh, yeah. Tron was a big
one.
Yeah, I saw the very first. It's so nerdy. But I saw the very first showing of Tron in Decatur. And nobody else wanted to go see that stupid movie in Decatur. But I was there, like... For some reason, I was out of school. I was there at, like, you know, noon or whatever, and saw the first showing of Tron on a Wednesday, I think it was.
Wow.
It was a week, or maybe it was a Friday, but we were out of school for some reason. And yeah, I went and saw Tron. Red Dawn. That was a big movie back
then. I don't think I saw the theaters. My brother and I wanted to see E.T. I didn't want to see it because I thought it was going to be scary.
I saw that, loved it.
Super, I didn't know, because I didn't say what it was. You know, I was like, what is this? Oh, man, it's like a scary space movie or something, man.
This is even nerdier, but I saw E.T., and then actually my father never went to the movies ever, hardly. I drug him to see E.T. because I liked it so much. So.
And what did your dad say?
He's just like, it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes all the time now, but back then, my wife said he goes all... He does. He loves to go to the movies now, but when he was, you know, whenever I was young and everything, he never wanted to go. But yeah, he's like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
He was very supportive, so...
Yeah.
But I can't remember anything that I didn't see. I mean, you could name a movie, and I'd probably tell you I went and saw it at the theaters.
Remo Williams?
No, I saw it on video, though.
Okay, yeah.
When it came out, I worked at a video store.
I remember.
No one will know that movie. No one will know that movie.
It's Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins.
Yeah, Fred Ward.
Fred Ward, yeah. And Joel Grey.
Wait, Byron, you saw it?
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Yeah, Remo Williams was great. I loved Remo Williams. So.
Maybe it was at Northern. Maybe that's why we both saw it. I don't know.
You know, I did see it. The movie I saw that I originally did not like was Ferris Bueller. I did not.
Oh, I saw Ferris Bueller at the movie. So yeah,
you didn't like it?
When I first saw it, I go, "What's the big deal?" You know, these two guys are skipping school, and you know, it's like,
yeah,
great movie.
I don't know why. I just remember watching, like,
I used to watch that when I worked at the video store. Everybody would take rotation to put a movie in to play inside the store, right? Yeah. I would put Ferris Bueller in, and I would do all the lines, during my shift or whatever.
Fucker.
Yeah, I would be like, if you stuck a lump of coal up Cameron's ass, it would come out a diamond.
Diamond.
So that was one of the big movies. That and A Christmas Story, which I've gone into on this show, but on Static a lot. But Ferris Bueller was just fantastic. I used to have I don't have it anymore. I used to have a point of purchase, like small stand up from the Ferris movie when it was at theaters.
I have one of my stuff from Jedi.
Yeah, all the Star Wars, yeah.
That was a sellout, man. That was hard to get into. That was a hard one to get into. Return of the Jedi.
Dune, did you go see Dune? I saw Dune at the theaters.
No, I don't think I saw it at the theaters.
I even got the sheet that explained everything. So what the spice was and Arrakis and all that stuff.
I actually went to go see the movie Neighbors at the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbors is an awesome movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny as hell. If you've not seen the person that's if you somehow can see this movie with John Belushi, funny as hell.
Have you seen it, Bob? Neighbors?
I have. Oh, yeah.
Belushi and Aykroyd. That was the follow-up, right after the Blues Brothers, right? Like the year after.
Right, they did that one, yeah.
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 That was kind of it.
Now, this is in the 80s, but I got my mom to take me to see the Blues Brothers because it was out in 78 and I was too young to go see it because it was R-rated and my mom took me.
You know, I think I want my parents, too, actually go see that, because I think my parents were not very impressed with that movie. Like,
My mom thought it was funny, but I coerced her somehow into taking me. I'm surprised she ever took me to that movie, but...
My best friend as a kid, his parents took us, and they didn't really know what we were getting into. It ended up being a double feature of Animal House and the Blues Brothers. And the whole movie, we're covering both of our eyes for half of Animal House.
Yeah,
you know?
Animal House is a little rough on the Blues Brothers.
You know, they didn't know that they were taking us. I mean, even the Blues Brothers, they were shocked, I think, but we loved it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I hate Illinois Nazis. So
you know what movie we had a hard time getting to go see was Stir Crazy with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
Now you're going back. That's a 78 movie, I think.
Was that?
Yeah.
Man, I remember that. Like, we got like the last like two or three seats in there. It was like, wow, man, it's like completely sold out, man.
Yeah, I think in the late 80s is when I was working more, and so I didn't see as many movies. But in the early 80s, I saw everything, so.
Yeah, you saw more.
My wife goes, in the late 80s is when we met, is what she just told me. She mimed it to me here. I was busy. And we did, you're right. We saw a lot of movies. But
date movie.
What's that?
You ever go to see a lot of date movies?
I saw all the Disney movies then. We would go see Aladdin and whatnot.
You saw Batman?
Batman. Oh, yeah, Batman's when I got recognized in the theater. That was 1990.
Yeah. No, I think that was 89, wasn't it?
The Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that's the ladies movie.
Yeah. The Batman thing was I was, because of my hair, I was sitting down somewhere and I heard somebody yell my name. It was a crowded theater. It was weird. And a guy I worked with, at the end of the movie, he caught me walking out. And he had yelled at me during the beginning of the movie, and I looked around. I'm like, what the fuck, And then as we were leaving, he caught me, and he's like, hey, I yelled at you earlier. And I'm like, I don't know what that's weird. But yeah. I got recognized because of my hair, so.
I believe it.
It was silhouetted on the screen.
Yeah.
But, Batman, I guess, was 89, so. But yeah, my wife and I we went and saw a lot of movies. But I didn't keep track of them then. I wasn't quite so nerdy.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't. I'm literally looking at pages in this book when we're talking about this. I mean, not literally, but in my mind. So.
You're the only person I know that kept his movie ticket stubs. Usually it's the concert tickets, but...
I didn't go to any concerts that time. I didn't go to any concerts, I think, until the 90s, though.
Oh, really? Not in the 80s?
No. There wasn't much going on. Well, that was in 90. Yeah. I went with my wife. I went with Miles to see Lenny Kravitz, Tom Petty. And that was probably 89 at that point.
That was a mandate. Yeah.
Yeah. That was
the mandate.
Yeah.
The mandate. Yeah.
And then I took my wife because I worked at the radio station, and so I got a lot of free tickets to different things. But that was all kind of 90s, though, early 90s. So,
I really didn't go to concerts.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot to go to. I mean, you could go in Decatur. I remember in the 70s, Aerosmith came through. My brother went and saw some of that stuff. But in the 80s, it was, everything got busted and whatnot in the 70s, and so there wasn't a lot of venues that were left in Decatur in the 80s. So it was all bars and stuff, and so I wasn't quite in that age range at that, until the late 80s, and by then I had... things to do, people to meet.
I don't want to brag, but I did meet the cast of Real People while on vacation. I don't want to brag about
that. Yeah, that's a brag right there. Did you meet Skip Stevenson?
I don't know. They were like doing this special thing where they were like training around the station or around the USA or something, taking a train or something. And
yeah.
And we were on vacation like in Dallas, Texas or something. And just coincidentally, like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Real People's, like, pulling up,
What were you guys doing at a train station in Dallas, Texas?
It was, like, attached. It was, like, a big-ass hotel.
Okay.
Big-ass hotel.
There's just hanging out at the train station.
Just like, yeah, we're just hanging out. But, yeah. Yeah, I know. I love that show, man.
I didn't mention that my father was a drug mule. I didn't mention that? Okay.
Well, yeah, he's a drug mule, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Crazy times, yeah.
So you met Byron Allen? Was it the Byron Allen time, or was it
remember. You know, it was weird. Was this guy, was handing out a bunch of, like 4x5 pictures of the cast or something.
Yeah, Sarah Purcell?
Yeah, and he's like, here, you want to help me? I'm like, yeah, sure. For some reason, I said yes. And also, like, I got, like, this big stack of this shit. I'm like, wait, why did I say yes? I don't know who this guy was. He's like, here.
Here, kid,
you look dumb. Do it. I'm like, what? Yeah.
You got a bad haircut. Hand these things out.
Hey, David Cassidy, come over here. Come here. Leaf Garrett, get over here.
Yeah. Hey, you're fat Leaf Garrett. Oh, actually, you were skinny when you were young. So.
Yeah, true.
You weren't fatter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, crazy.
That's the 80s for me was mostly, the early 80s was all just going to movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And school and
drugs.
I got out early.
Drugs.
Drugs, yes, a lot of drugs, no.
A lot of drugs, your problem that.
No. No, I was graduated young and so forth and kind of goofed around for a while, so that's what I remember about the 80s.
Yeah.
I got out of school. I could have graduated at school when I was, I graduated when I was 17. I probably could have got it even earlier if I wanted to, but, I didn't have any direction or anything, so I was directionless.
Still are.
Thank you. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he has one direction.
Still are.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
One direction.
Well, thanks. The peanut gallery over here is chiming in. So is that good? Good for you, Byron? Is that what?
That sounds good. You know,
is that enough? Movies. That's probably more than enough. You can use
fashion, music, movies,
fashion, hair. It's all pop culture.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. It's pop really culture questions. I know. Yeah. We go into politics, but I don't know if we want to even talk about that. I mean,
I couldn't even tell you what was going on in politics. To be honest, other than there was probably a governor in Illinois that was arrested, but other than that, I know
how bad I was with politics and what was going on in the world. I came back for Christmas break from Northern Miles, and my dad was telling me the Berlin Wall came down. And I'm like, what? Really? You don't say that. I didn't even hear about it at school when it actually happened. I was oblivious. Yeah. Only when I came home for the break, I was informed by my parents, you know.
I think I was aware of that, but I don't remember.
Yeah, and I don't think I was even aware of it.
I don't think I remember thinking it was a big deal. But.
No.
It was a huge deal.
I mean, it was a huge deal. Yeah, of course it was. Yeah.
It was like 7th grade, went to school, like the first class, the teacher's like, hey, wow, do you kids know John Lennon got shot yesterday? And we're all like, John, who's that?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't, you know, no, we didn't know, you know what I'm saying?
And you quoted him at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah, I know, sad, isn't it? Yeah. At the time, I really didn't, I mean, you kind of knew the name, like it.
I just remember a lot of 8-tracks that my brother had that got stolen. That's all I remember. Early 80s.
So. Oh, 8-tracks, yeah. Yeah, 8-track. My brother had 8-tracks, Rush. And
yeah, Rush.
Yep.
Stuff,
Supertramp.
LPs and stuff, yeah.
So, yeah, all the old pop culture. That's the big 80s memories, isn't that? Pop culture. Isn't that funny? Think about what your children are going to remember, Miles and Byron. They'll remember all this pop culture bullshit, just like we do.
This new stuff called CDs that came in.
Yeah, CDs.
Compact discs.
Oh, remember the picture disc? I mean, oh my God. Who was our friend? Matt? Somebody's roommate? Miles?
Yeah.
I won't mention last names, of course, but... Didn't he? I remember us taking a road trip to his house, and he had, like, at that time, before DVDs, right? But he had, like, those, what the heck were they called? They were, like, the big laser discs.
Oh, laser discs. Yeah. The guy in film school had them. Kaufman had them. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, I had a friend of mine, his older brother had a bunch of them. Yeah. So.
How long did those last?
A couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about getting screwed over with that. Wow.
Yeah. Then the DVDs came in, I think.
Yeah, DVDs. Yeah. Not too long. I mean, it was. I can remember watching video discs probably would have been like 80.
Didn't you have to flip them 84, over? 84.
83, 84. Yeah, you had to flip them over. Hold all the info. Because I remember watching The Road Warrior, which was came out in 82. I remember watching that on video disc.
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
Yeah. Road Warrior and Mad Max.
They were showing Beyond the Thunderdome last night, late at night, and my wife and I were kind of conking out to that. It was just like, wow, was this a bad movie? That third movie?
Yeah.
Beyond the Thunderdome? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's what do they call him? Airplane. What do they call him? Airplane Man or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that one as much. Road Warrior was the best of the three, I think. So.
I like the first one a lot.
Oh, I like that one too, but the dub was bad. If you see any dub ones, it's just horrible.
Oh yeah,
It's not Mel Gibson's voice, and they're dubbed everybody's voices for the most part in that version because they're so Australian. They talk like this, and then they dubbed everybody, and so it just sounded ridiculous. Goes, oh honey, what are we doing? You know, it's just crazy talk. In the first one,
yeah. So I wanted to mention something. Maybe I'll bring it up here before we forget. At least for my upcoming plan for this 80s thing, I'm doing a whole bunch of cover songs. That's why it's taking so long. I've taken it upon myself and the band to do all these songs, like do our renditions, you know, and like, so probably the first one that I started with already like 2 years ago, that's how old this is, but... I just sent it to you tonight to play. So.
Yeah, we can play it out. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you. But, you know, I thought Miles, since a certain girl we knew at Northern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might want to mention her name. Anyway, the song goes out to her, I think. But
all right.
I know. Yeah, that's why you would appreciate that we did this cover. Yes, it's Tommy Two Tone.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know when you want to take it out, but.
I'm trying to get it queued up here. Yeah. So that's why.
You want to take it out now?
Well, yeah. We're,
since I mentioned
it. Playing, yeah.
Ready?
Yep. Here we go.
Where am I supposed to come in on that one?
I start and just jump in after the first two times, I think. I
like. Do you mind if I say y'all?
Ready? One, two, ready.
Yeah! you're the girl for me. You don't know me, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried my imagination, but I was disturbed.
I just can't get in touch with Jenny.